And it's time that we tell the enemy, you are not welcome at this table anymore, amen? You're not welcome to sit in my life and mess up my life anymore. Don't give him a seat at the table.
Hey guys, this is Pastor Tommy. Thanks for joining us today at the Church at Bushland. Man, we pray that your faith will be encouraged and inspired from today's message.
Amen. Now come on, give the Lord another round of applause. He's worthy of praise this morning. Amen, amen. You can be seated, and if you'll put your attention on the screen, we have a video for you.
If I could sum up in a few words the Freedom Course, the 12-week course, and the conference, it's where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
There's two types of ways that God allows us to discover his word, and it's one through communicated word between you and I, and the other through revelation with him. And there were so many times that God would reveal something to me in my times spent with him that were then confirmed through a communicated word with these guys around the table. And that is a pattern that I've seen over and over and over, and it was just reinforced all the way through freedom.
You know, I feel like God has impacted me in many different ways. Probably the biggest thing for me was conference. Being able to just lay things that I have packed around with me since childhood, and to be able to just lay that at his feet and then walk out the door. And for the first time ever, you know, there's been many times I've prayed, hey, take this life for me, take this trauma for me, take whatever. But when I went through the 12-week program and then the conference, there was something different. Like when I left that, when I walked out the door that day, I left it. And the only time I really came back around to thinking about or having any thoughts of that trauma is when I'm telling other people my freedom story of like, I was able to lay this down and be done with it. And I haven't had to carry that anymore. And to me, like that was more impactful than anything I could dream of.
I think just the study itself, I mean, it was a big commitment. But I just think that it just, the way it's laid out, really not only helped you with things, but told you what to do after you faced the things and how to keep it going. And I just went to another level with God, I felt like.
You know, just in the group setting alone, the small group with the men that I was with, I learned so much that a lot of us are alike. You know, and then we're there for each other, you know, and it helps having that accountability partner. It's an important thing in life in general. And then having that with people, that men that have the same faith that you have or maybe more that can push you, it made a huge difference for me.
That whole process, it is a process. And sometimes, you know, this was a 12-week process, but really it's our life process. And sometimes you have to do those things more than once in a day. But freedom itself, like I think everyone should go through it more than once, just because of the principles of what it is, because it does get you in the Word and it aligns with what the Word says.
I think first, freedom exposed lies of the enemy that we were believing. And so first, we realized that our battle was not against flesh and blood. It was against the enemy.
Being aware of the enemy's schemes makes the argument less personal toward the other person. Mm-hmm. It reorients your attack. And I think that was so helpful. Very early on in the study, there was lots of material about the schemes of the enemy and spiritual warfare and understanding Satan's desire to take us out and to take us down. And so reorienting your focus in the midst of a struggling relationship makes it less personal. So now we're on the same team fighting the enemy instead of fighting each other through criticism and contempt and blame.
That's right.
Now we're just heaping all that on the enemy and seeking God's victory and God's truth, which right. unites us.
Right. We're breaking the curse with a blessing mm-hmm. for our marriage.
Just the classes themselves, the connections that we've made within our groups, and that's just like an extension of your own family. I mean, it's been awesome. About chapter 4 or 5 for me, I just let everything loose within myself and everything, and it's just been great. And this conference is just amazing as to what's going on and what's transformed within me as well as we go through this. It's one of those things that unless you go through it, you really don't know. So I would encourage anybody that thinks that they need something like this, that they should go through it.
Hey man, who's excited to be at church this morning? I said, who's excited to be at church this morning? Come on. Yeah. It's about time. We got to get excited, okay? Say, hey, I'm just so happy that you're here. We're so thankful that you're here. I want to welcome our online audience as well. Hey, can we give it up for those who are listening and joining us online? Come on, one more time. Thank you guys for being here. If you're new to the church at Bushland, my name is Mark Boyette. I'm the small groups pastor here. And we just want to say thank you for joining us today. Thank you for choosing to worship with us. We know that you can go many other places to worship, but we just want to say thank you for joining us today and worshiping God today. And so our heart here at TCAB is that we just want you to know God. And not just like head knowledge knowing, but we want you to know him. I'm glad you moved that because I'd have tripped over that later. Thank you, bro. Woo, because I like to walk, okay? But no, we just want you to know God. We want there to be a time in your life that you've come into relationship with God and not just religion, right? And a lot of us is brought up in religion, but he wants more than that. He wants a relationship with you, and that's our heart, that at some point you will know God. We want you to find freedom. Find freedom. We want you to help you settle your yesterdays so you can become all that God created you to be today and walk out everything that he wants to do in your life. We want you to discover your purpose. We want to come alongside you and help take you to the Father and help him, help you answer the two questions that most people ask is who am I and why am I here? We want to help you do that. We want to help you discover your purpose. And the last thing is so that you can make a difference. So that you can go out and change the world around you and make a difference in the world around you. And so we're just grateful again that you're here today. And I wanted to, before I jump into the message, I wanted to cover a few things because we've got a pretty busy rest of the month here at the church at Bushland. We are jam-packed. I mean, whether you like it or not, school starts this week. Can I get an amen? Okay, good. I mean, there was a few parents that are like, yes! And then all the students are like, I'm not listening anymore. You know what I mean? But school starts this week, and so here we go. Fall is here. Thank God for fall weather. Praise the Lord. That's my favorite time of the year. Football. Anybody football? Yeah, come on. Yeah. So, well, speaking of football, I want you to mark your calendars. August 25th, for any of my fantasy football people who think you can come and take down the champion, I'm just saying, I showed back up, and then I took down the champion. Hashtag beat Tommy, went into full effect last year, and I completely destroyed him. And come on, somebody, yeah. And so, no, and I say this with all fun, but that is the night that we do our annual fantasy football draft for TCAB. And really, it's this year, instead of hashtag beat Tommy, I think it's going to be hashtag who can beat the staff. because we've been doing this for 6 years, and all 6 years, somebody on staff has won it. So I don't know what's wrong with all the rest of you. No, I'm just joking. Oh, boo, boo. It's okay. Yeah, it's all good. But no, and August 25th, that's also the day that we're actually going to kick off all of our small groups. That week, I should say, not day, but that week will be all the week that all of our small groups begin to kick off, all right? And then if you back up that Wednesday, August the 21st, that's our first Wednesday night back here with all the kids, all the students. Man, we're going to have a great time, a big night of celebration that night. Also on the 21st, right here in this room, we're going to have a big small group celebration night that night. And so we're just inviting all small groups, whether you meet on Mondays or Sundays or Wednesday, whenever you meet throughout the week, we're inviting you to be here that night as we have a celebration night to kick off all things in the fall. We're just excited for that moment. We'll have a little, well, of course, we'll have some food and we'll have some fellowship and probably a little competition between the small groups themselves. And I can already see some of the small group leaders are like, yeah, my small group will win that competition. And so, anyways, it's just a lot of fun. If you know me, I like to have fun. And so we're going to do that. And then a week from today, I'm already getting the meat sweats already because a week from today, y'all, it's our fall kickoff. We've got our brisket cook-off happening next week. Come hungry to church. I'm already hungry for next week. I'm not going to fast this week because I'm just going to build up ready to go, you know what I mean? But we're ready to go. Next week is our big kickoff. We will have the brisket cook-off. That'll all be happening out here in the south parking lot. And then we'll also have our big small groups expo next week out back in the Flex building. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's where we display and put on display all of our small groups for the semester, all 60-plus of them that we have. And that way, if you're not plugged into a small group, you can go take a look at what we have because we believe that life is better when it's done together. Amen? I mean, we need community. And small groups is where it's at, I'm telling you. There's something special about coming and being a part of the group where you guys can connect with each other, connect with God, where you can grow grow in your relationships with each other, grow in relationship with God, and then eventually where you guys just begin to serve as a team. And I mean, it's incredible. So again, be ready to come. Invite your friends next week for that big cook-off. And then this Wednesday night, and I'm going to slow down a little bit right here because I want to really highlight what's happening this Wednesday night. August 14th is our night of praise. And from 6 to 7, right here in this room, but we're going to come together and we're going to praise God, but we're really putting a very focused or heavy focus on prayer this Wednesday night. And we're going to pray for all of our students, all of our teachers. Where's all of our teachers at? If you're a teacher in the house, will you raise your hand? If you're in your work, it's somewhere. Can y'all give it up for our teachers? Come on, y'all. All of our administrators. God, we're so grateful for you. Thank you. For pouring into our students, but this Wednesday night it's gonna be a night that we're really it's a really focused night of prayer for all of our teachers, all of our students, and really for our nation. How many of y'all know our nation needs prayer? And we're gonna spend some time really just going after the Father's heart and coming together and praying. And we're gonna be praying all over the church. I mean, literally, we're gonna come. We're gonna praise. And how many of y'all know God is worthy of our praise? I mean, we just sang it. He's worthy of it all. Amen. Come on, He's worthy of it all. And so, but we just ask you to join us Wednesday night as we really prepare our hearts for this upcoming semester of groups and really the upcoming school year. And we do that. And then today, we have our big Freedom Expo today, our Freedom Small Group Expo. And today's the day that we just highlight all of our Freedom groups, okay? And you might be in here, you watched the video, you've seen some amazing testimonies. And I can tell you, that's just a handful of testimonies that are coming from what God has been doing in the lives of not just our people, but people throughout the Texas Panhandle. And even we actually had a church in Oklahoma join us last semester. And just the testimonies that we're hearing of what God's doing, and we invite you today to go out. It's right out here in this little connect hallway, and find a Freedom small group for you. And you might be saying, "Well, that's great, but what is Freedom?" You know, and let me just explain it just a little bit to you. Freedom, really, kind of going back to what our heart is. Our heart is that we hope that you find freedom, And what that means is we want to help you settle your yesterday so you can become all that God created you to be. We want to help you get over the hurts, habits, and hangups that have happened in life. And if you're in here this morning and you're like, man, I just know God's got more. I know there's got to be more to this. And I just encourage you that God will meet you in a Freedom Small Group. This curriculum that we go through, it is life-changing. This will be my 13th time to go through it. And I know that one day I'm praying that I will find freedom. You know what I mean? and I say that. But what I love about God's word, how many of y'all know the Bible says that the word of God is, it's alive and active. It's sharper than any double-edged sword, right? And so what I love about his word is that every time you open it, you can have an encounter with God that will is life-changing. And that's what I love so much about this freedom curriculum is that we're gonna point you to God's word, and you're going to open it up, and we're just praying that you have an encounter with God like you've never had before. And so wherever you are in your walk with the Lord, I promise you this will help take you to another step, another level in your relationship with him. And so we just hope that you have this opportunity. I'm really praying, like, as you're sitting here this morning, like you feel the Holy Spirit just, hey, this is what you need. Because I'm telling you, I believe in my personal opinion is that everybody should go through freedom at least once, if not multiple times. And I'll tell you that, if you're in here and you've been through freedom and like, well, I've already done it once, can I do it again? Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, I'm on number 13, and I love it. I can tell you, and I love meeting God. And here's why. I go into it every semester with this prayer in my heart. It says, search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Father, if there's any offensive way in me, God, and I'll put it this way. Lord, if my life offends you in any way, I'm asking you to show me. Because I don't want to live a life that's offensive to him. I want to live a life that honors him and glorifies him. And so that's my heart is, and God, lead me in the way of everlasting. And if you will go in and that be your prayer, hey, God, search my heart. Like, you know me, God. You know everything about me. Test me and know the thoughts that keep me awake all night long. Lord, if there's any offensive way about my life, I want you to show me because I want to get rid of it. Remove that from my life because I want to live a life that looks like you. I want to be all that you created me to be. And if you will do that, I promise you, freedom is, this is what you want to do. Go through freedom. Find your group. Go out here, connect. Anybody wearing these turquoise shirts or the gray shirts for that matter, you can connect with any of them. Ask them their freedom story. But the turquoise shirts are the leaders, and they will help you get connected to a Freedom Small Group, and you can do that right after service, right out here. So make sure you go sign up for a group today, all right? All right, we're going to dive into the Word. A few weeks ago, the staff, we got to go to a conference, and there was a statement that was made at the conference that, I'm telling you, it has just been going over and over in my mind and in my heart, and it's this statement right here. It says, I want people who know me but don't know Jesus to want to know Jesus because they know me. I want people who know me but don't know Jesus to want to know Jesus because they know me, because they see something in my life. They're like, man, there's something different about you, Mark. What is it? And I can tell them all about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I can tell them all about what Jesus has done for me. And so as I've been going through that, I really felt like, man, this is a great message for this week, especially with school starting, you know, and you get back into the school traffic and you get back, and come on somebody, right? You get out there and you know, like for me, I mean, like I know that I live on a street where three schools are going to be releasing onto one street, and I'm not sure how that's going to happen, right? I'm still trying to figure that out, and I can tell you in my life, and you've heard me say this before, but in my life, the time that I question my salvation the most is when I get into traffic and people who are around me, they don't know how to drive, and I'm like, oh my goodness, you stupid, oh, that's not what God would say about them, but you're an idiot. Learn how to drive, right? I'm sorry if I'm not supposed to say that on the stage, but I'm just being real, okay? But I mean, that's what I really, you know, you start doing, and then these words that come out of my mouth, you know, you can tell a lot about a person by the words that are coming out of their mouth. You can tell a lot about a person by listening to what they're saying. The Bible says that from the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And that's really what I want to focus on today, because if I'm going to live a life where the people that don't know Jesus, but they know me, they want to know Jesus because they know me, I've got to watch what comes out of this mouth. Because I have, you know, we're all my open mouth, insert foot people. Anybody, is there anybody here? Okay, there's a few of you. This is great. I'm not alone up here. Oh, good. Amen. Raise it high. Yes, that's me. Not me, it's more like I open mouth and I insert both feet, okay? Because, I mean, there are times I say stuff and I'm like, it's like when you say it, you're like, no, that didn't. You're trying to grab those words and put them back in your mouth. It doesn't work. And you know, the moment you said it, you're like, oh, that's not going to land well. You know, like I should have said that, right? Like you've been talking to your spouse anytime and you say something, you're like, oh, that wasn't right. You know what I mean? You shouldn't have said that. I'm going to pay for that one later, you know? You know, and so you got to watch it, you know? And so, but you can learn a lot about people by watching the words or listening to the words that they're saying. And so today I want to talk to you about not freedom of speech, but freedom from speech. Freedom from your speech. The Bible says in James chapter 3, verse 8 through 10, it says, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. How is it that we can sit here and praise God and give him all the glory? You're worthy of it all, Lord. And then out of our very next breath, you're like, man, that dude's an idiot, right? Or that person, look what they've done. And you're cursing the people that were made in God's likeness. That shouldn't be. That's what the word says. And if you back up in James 1:19 says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. How many of y'all know when the Bible says, take note of this? You should probably pay attention to what's coming next. Amen? Like, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. I can tell you that God gave us two ears and one mouth for a purpose. We should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because our words have power. And like I said, if you're not careful, if you're not watching, you'll say something and you're just like, no, I shouldn't have said that. But I'm gonna prove to you that words have power, okay? I'm gonna need a little audience participation this morning. All right, are you ready? I said, are you ready? Okay, good, thank you, all right? Let's see if you can pass this test that I have for you, all right? So I want you to see if you can fill in the blanks for these short little sayings that I have, all right? These little idioms, all right? All right, how about this? Time flies when you're having fun. Good job. Some of y'all, fun. That was great. All right, what about this one? You are a blessing in disguise. That's right. They are a dime a dozen. That's right. Better late than
never.
How many of y'all know that is not a true statement? Better late than never. Give me a break, right? Like, I'm come from the school, like, if you're not 10 minutes early, you're late. You know, anybody like that? Come on, anybody? All right, good. There's a few of you. That's good. Like when you know, anybody who's ever had employees work for you, and your employee is scheduled to be there at 9 a.m., right? And they come walking in every week or every day at 9:05. And I'm like, man, you got a problem. All right? They're like, no, I'm here. Better late than never. I'm like, no, your coworker was ready to go get off at 9. All right? Now you're sitting there having to wait, work later because you're late every day. You know, I always tell people, like, people who are habitually late, that's like a character flaw, you know, as I tell them that. And I'm like, see, my mouth gets in the way, right? But I'm like, but seriously, you just think your time's better than mine, huh? No, that's not a good statement at all. Better late than never. Better to be on time, all right? For those of you, I'm just trying to help somebody this morning, okay? How about this one? Let's just call it a day. That's right. There's no crying over spilled. Some of you need to get your act together. I'm not going to beat around the bush. Last one, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything
at all.
How many of y'all passed the test this morning? Y'all knew at least most of those, huh? Y'all did good? Good job. I'm telling you, words have power. It's incredible how when you hear words or phrases long enough, how they become committed to your memory, they get put in your heart, right? Words have power. You heard Paxton say it earlier, Proverbs 18:21, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs 12:18 says this, reckless words, everybody say reckless words. Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. I don't know about you, but I want to be somebody who brings healing to somebody instead of messing their life up. And so I have a question for you this morning. If we were to take all the words that you say in a week, and if you could gather them up and put them on a scale, would you speak more life and blessing or more death and curses? If you could take every word that you say and really take a look at them, are you blessing people or are you cursing them? Are you speaking life or are you speaking death? I remember a time in my life when I had royally messed up my life. Biggest mistake I'd ever made in my life. And I remember I was sitting in my pastor's office. Now, and I want to say this. Let me verify. It was not Pastor Jeff's office, okay? This is another pastor before Pastor Jeff, okay? And how many of y'all are grateful for our pastor, huh? Come on, can we get some thank you, Pastor Jeff, right? I want to make sure I clarify that, all right? I was sitting in another pastor's office, and I felt terrible about the decision I made and the mistake I'd made. And I just felt a lot of guilt and shame, and honestly felt like God could not use me ever again. And I remember the pastor looked at me and said, yeah, it'll be 14 years before God could ever use you again. 14 years before God ever used you again. And because he was my pastor, and I just assume, man, he knows God's word way better than I do, I bought into that. And for 14 years, I lived in misery. I lived in guilt and shame. I lived with the attitude that, man, I'm not good enough. There's no way God could ever use me again. And I actually remember that I was actually here. I was actually on staff here, still living that life. And it was an Easter Sunday morning. We had this big tomb over here, and Pastor Jeff started talking about how when God came out of the tomb, he didn't leave anything in there, but some of us in there, we have left. Some of us are stuck in that tomb because we're not allowing God to really set us free and to deliver us from the things that have kept us down. And I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm telling you, I knew the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. And so I called Jeff up and I said, hey man, we're gonna have to have breakfast like tomorrow morning. And he's like, yeah, whatever. I'm like, okay, good, I need to talk. And as we sat there and we talked, he looked at me and he said, you've bought a lie. You've got to forgive yourself for the things that you've done because that's not how God sees you. And those words that he said to me basically reversed the curse. It helped me. He told me, hey, I don't even want to see you today. You take the day off. I need you to go home and look at yourself in the mirror, and I need you to forgive yourself for what you've done, which is the hardest thing to do, man. But I did, but it was so different because the words that he said was breathing life. It was like, no, God doesn't see you that way. I don't know if there might be somebody in here who's bought the lie that the enemy has been selling to you. Someone has spoken something over you like you're not good enough. Like you'll never amount to anything. You know, some of us in our marriages, we say stuff to our spouses like you would never say to your worst enemy sometimes. And so I want to talk to you this morning about that because words have power. And our prayer should be this. Psalms 141:3 says this, set a guard over my mouth, Lord, and keep watch over the door of my lips. God, I need you to put a guard over this mouth and keep watch over the door of my lips so I'm not using my words wrongly. Ephesians 4:29 says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. This should be our prayer. Like if you're in here and you know, Mark, this scale, it's over here. I know my words are harsh. I know my words, I'm speaking death over people. I'm cursing them more than I'm blessing them. Make this the prayer of your heart, that God, help me not to speak any unwholesome talk. Help me to lift others up by what I'm saying. And so how do you do it? How do you find freedom from your speech? How do you find freedom from your speech and find and attain the voice of victory? I've got five ways I just want to share with you this morning that I feel is what you need to do. The first one is this, you got to confess. Everything, it starts right here, confess. Healing starts with admitting that you were wrong. We have to acknowledge that we have believed something that's not true and have agreed with the lies of the enemy. Or we have to acknowledge the fact that we've used our mouths to speak lies over others. And sometimes even over ourselves. Sometimes I can be my hardest critic. I can walk off this stage and I can nitpick everything that I said wrong. I remember as a manager, I could walk into my stores and there'd be 998 things right, but I'd find the two that were wrong and I would harp on those two things. So we have to confess. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. It all starts with confession. Confess that you have a problem with your mouth. Confess that you have a problem believing the lies of the enemy. You want to find freedom from your speech. You want to find and you want to attain the voice of victory. You got to confess it first. Admit that you confess that you have the problem. The second thing is repent. Repentance is this. It's changing your direction. Like if sin is that way, I'm going this way. You have to stop your agreement with the enemy in its tracks and set your mind on a new course of thinking. Repent that I ever believed the lie. Acts 3:19 says this, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. We got to repent. Lord, I'm sorry. I repent for ever believing that lie. Lord, I'm sorry. I repent for ever using my words harshly. And once you've done that, once you've confessed, once that you've repented, now it's time to go on the offensive, okay? Now it's time to come in agreement with God's word and replace every lie with the truth. You should make this a daily habit. Every time you've believed a lie, no, that's a lie because God's word says this. And God's word is truth. Amen? And so now the third step is to cast off. And I'm telling you right now, you have to refuse to allow the enemy to continue to use destructive words or events against you. And with the authority of the name of Jesus, let me tell you something. The enemy has to surrender and has to submit to authority. And it's not by the name of Mark that he's going to be scared of anything. But when I come at him in the name of Jesus, he got to bow the knee. You heard him say, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You have to cast off the enemy and tell him to get lost. There's a small group this semester that's doing a study on, and there's a book called Don't Give the Enemy a Seat at Your Table. Those are the most powerful nine words I think I might have ever heard. Because sometimes, you've heard it said, the Bible says, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And what happens in our lives, we're like, oh, this is great. And the enemy just comes in and he sits down at the table and he wasn't even invited. But he takes up residency in your life and you do nothing about it. We just let him sit there and steal, kill, and to destroy. And it's time that we tell the enemy, you are not welcome at this table anymore, amen? You're not welcome to sit in my life and mess up my life anymore. Don't give him a seat at the table. It's time, I mean, just seriously. But and again, you can't do it in your own strength. You got to do it in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. It starts there because we use that verse all the time. Yeah, well, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But we didn't submit ourselves to God. And so the devil just sits there and laughs at you like, whatever. But if you will submit yourself to God and then resist the devil, he must flee. Amen? Step four is you have to bless. Once the enemy's been removed, you have to fill the place that he's held with the truth and promises found in God's word. Replace every lie with the truth. Every lie with the truth. You have to speak life over yourself by declaring an accurate view of how God sees you. Some of you are sitting here and you don't really understand how God sees you, how valuable you are. You've heard the lie that you're not good enough. And I'm here to tell you, I'm gonna break that lie off your life now in the name of Jesus and let you know. Ephesians 2:10 says, for you are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for you to do. Before you were even thought of by your mom and dad, God had already made a plan for your life. And he's like, you are created in Christ Jesus to do the work that I've already prepared in advance for you to do. And the last thing I would tell you is don't do it alone. Don't do this life alone. I'm passionate about getting people plugged into groups to where they have, I mean, you heard it on the testimony earlier. Kyle had mentioned, he said, the greatest thing about this was the fact the other guys around the table. It's through that camaraderie. It's through that being your accountability to help you fight this enemy, not by yourself, but with others. And so I'll tell you, I'll beg you. Freedom, it'll change your life forever. God will use freedom. Let me rephrase that. God will change your life forever through freedom. Because his word, it's so packed full of word, it will come in and it will make an impact on your life. But if you're sitting here this morning and you know, Mark, you're right. Like, my mouth gets me in more trouble than anything. If you know that, if you know that you're speaking more death and more curses over people, if you know that you're speaking more death and curses over yourself, if you know that you've believed lies about who you are, I'm telling you, there's freedom for that. And God wants to set you free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Would you stand with me this morning? Hey guys, we're going to have prayer teams in the back. Of course, the altar is always open. But if you're in here this morning and you, and any of this resonated with you, and you know, hey Mark, that's me. That's me. Don't leave this place the same. Walk out of here differently by coming in agreement with our prayer team. Let them pray over you. That's what they're here for. It's not to learn what you're going through and to start spreading, oh, did you know what they're going through? No, that's not what that's all about at all. We just want to come in agreement with you and chase the Father's heart and agree with the Father's heart for you. The altar's open. You can come and pray. Leave it here at the altar. We've got to get to the place where we are speaking life, where we are blessing others with our speech. And so, Father, I pray right now I just pray that your word would land on good soil this morning. And Father, anyone in here who is struggling to believe the truth about who they are in you, Lord, I break the curse of the enemy that's on them in the name of Jesus. And I speak life over them that they are your handiwork. Lord, anyone in here who's believed a lie, Lord, any marriage in here that's on its last leg, Father, I know that you can bring healing and reconciliation to that marriage. Anyone in here who has used their words to tear down people and really to speak lies over themselves, Father, I pray this morning that you would bring healing and that you would set a guard over our mouth this morning. Help us to change our hearts, repent from it, and turn from it. And not use our words to speak death and curses, but to speak life and blessing. Father, I give you all the praise this morning. Lord, anybody else who's in here who's been fighting this alone, Lord, I pray you give them the boldness to step up and join a group to where they know they're not alone, but they've got a group of people that's fighting for them. God, let it be so in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, thanks for joining us today here at the Church at Bushland Online. Hey, if you were inspired by today's message, we'd love to hear from you. Just drop a message in the comments, or you could email us at info@thechurchatbushland.com. We'd love to hear what God's doing in your life. Also, man, if there's anything we could agree for in prayer with you guys, just text the word pray to 806-557-1800. We believe there's power in agreement with the Lord. And so if we could pray for you, just do that for us. And if you'd like to connect further with us through social media, just search The Church at Bushland. You can find out more things that are coming up here and get involved that way. And then if you'd like to plan a visit, we'd love to see you face-to-face. We have services here 9 a.m., 10:30 a.m. every Sunday. You can go to our website, thechurchatbushland.com, and plan that visit, and we look forward to meeting you that way. Finally, man, just thanks again for joining us. Pray your faith was encouraged, and we look forward to journeying with you in the days ahead. So have a blessed day.